USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Feeds!
I made it myself. PistolPeachJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeachJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chudden Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeachJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeachJerky.com and place your order today.
Let's get an update on the shooting at a grocery store in Florida this week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said the shooting took place inside a public supermarket in Royal Palm Beach, which is just west of Palm Beach. The Sheriff's Office said they found a gun near the body of a man who they believed died of a self-inflicted wound. Sheriff's spokeswoman Terry Barber said the agency believes the deceased woman was shopping with her grandson when they were fatally shot. It's unclear what their relationship to the gunman may be. Public spokeswoman Maria Boose issued a statement saying the company couldn't confirm any details from the incident since it involved an active police investigation. She said, "Our thoughts are with those who are impacted by this tragedy. We are cooperating with the local law enforcement." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening and being a part of the family. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the 5 Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The Six-Day War between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Hope.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor, famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.